Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
But a few Giant fans made the trip, including our very own Sean Morash. You took the Amtrak. You went down there.
Sure.
Now, I think you cheated a little bit because you sat in a suite. So you're not exactly dealing with the opponent when you're sitting in a luxurious suite.
But they're not bad down there, right?
No. So
how would he know? He was in a suite.
I will tell you this. A couple things. Number one, there were way more Giant fans down there than you gave credit for.
Really?
I mean, it was a sea of blue there.
Give me a breakdown. What do you think, 70-30?
65-35?
No way.
Wow.
Yeah, dude, yeah. And the Giant fans were, we didn't have a lot of times to get loud, but yeah, when they could, when the Giants came coming out.
That is fair that there weren't a lot of moments where you would hear the Giant fan. So that's a fair retort.
Yeah, you could just see the sea of blue was there. I was shocked by it, and even walking through the parking lot.
And it's an easy trip. Whether you take the train or you drive.
Yeah.
It's not that bad of a drive.
Yeah, especially for people from Jersey that drive. So that was super easy. The Washington fans, this is, I think, my 10th road game I've gone to, are number one in terms of the nicest fan base to road opponents I've ever come across.
Have you been to Buffalo?
No, but out of the ones I've been to.
They're the worst.
No, they're not.
Yes, they are.
Well, maybe to division rivals. But,
I was going to say. And maybe to Green Bay. Hall of Fame running backs right. Like you.
Green Bay is great, too.
Green Bay? Oh, really?
Yeah.
I'm not surprised by that. Wisconsin, nice, I would believe.
Yeah, they're just kind of, they appreciate the game.
I think, like, I live down there in Maryland and went to the D.C. sporting event. I think the reason why they seem to be nice, and they are nice, is that, I don't know, a lot of them came from different places.
Yeah, they were probably fans of somebody else, got, I don't want to say stuck, but I'll use it, stuck in D.C.
Yeah.
Because of whatever reason, and they became Commander fans.
Yeah.
That's a lot of the fan base.
So you had a good experience with the Commander fan?
Had a great experience with the fan, and the stadium makes Shea look like the Taj Mahal. I mean, that was, everybody says it's a dump.
Don't take a shot at Shea Stadium. That means very dear and near to my heart.
All right. The Nassau Coliseum.
Why can't you pick an arena or stadium of a team I don't root for?
Okay, how about this one? Everybody hates MetLife Stadium. MetLife Stadium is the biggest palace on earth compared to what that functioning building is
now. Yeah. I'm not surprised.
How old is that? Is it?
It's only like 35 years old, something like that.
35 is a long time.
Okay, but this looks like it looks like RFK was sooner, you know?
Yeah.
Oh, I hear you.
Have you been to RFK Stadium?
Yes, I was a long time ago.
That was a dump, too.
Yeah, this is just, I don't understand how it's so bad.
But well, eventually, they're getting a new one.
They are. It looks very, very nice. Now, the issue that we're running into is there's a scandal involving you, Sean.
Of course.
Involving you taking your clothes off.
What?
Are you aware of this?
I am not aware of this.
Ladies and gentlemen, here is the audio of Sean Morash after the Giants lost, taking his clothes off.
I've changed in the bathroom. I can't walk out of this place. I can't walk out of this place. How do I keep doing this to myself? I'm a freaking loser. I'm going to travel back on the train for this. Evan was right. If that's how the offense is going to look, it's time to play Jackson Dart. Let's all admit it. You got to play him. At least Ryder is having a rookie quarterback. Because this was atrocious. I'm so embarrassed. I'm a pathetic sack of garbage.
Now, there's a lot there. First of all, I think you meant Tommy was right, because I wasn't asking to start Jackson Dart,
no,
nor am I.
Time out. I don't know why, just time out. You said we would be quicker to say play Jackson Dart than we're saying. That was what I meant by Evan was right.
Okay. Understand. Number two, it's amazing, Teak, how high his voice gets.
when he's emotional.
Yeah.
When he's on a heightened alert type of situation.
I'm such a loser. This is really bad. What's going on?
What was me laughing at myself?
What did you put on?
All right. So
are you prepared for this?
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland,
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Yes, and there's backstory to this. I think we can back up. 10 years ago, I went to the Giants-Cowboys opener in Dallas, and the Cowboys beat the Giants on a last-second touchdown by Jason Witten. And they were the nicest people down there in Dallas. They were really good until the game ended.
Yeah.
And me and my wife and other Giant fans walked out of there, and these Cowboy fans, while playing Weed and Boys, fired beer bottles over our head and cracked. So, it's this long walkout, and there's this Walmart in the parking lot of AT&T Stadium. It's a really, if you've never been down there, so they weren't trying to hit us. But they would throw the bottles, and it was like a barrage over our heads, and it would smack against this brick wall, and we were getting hit with beer and everything like that. And it was really bad. Then I went to Cleveland, and the Giants beat the Browns, and they fired sex toys at us.
Sounds like a party.
Only because I was
like, oh, I'll take this one home. Yeah, D might like this one.
I have experience walking out of some of these games. Exactly. Yeah, well, we'll see. And not knowing how the Washington fans would react post-game, I prepared myself and said, if this goes bad, it's not like I can go to a hotel room and shower. I'm going to be sitting on a train for another 3-4 hours home. Right. I just didn't want to be covered in beer and anything. So I packed a very light hoodie to put over my head in this instance. What ended up happening is I did all that. I walked out of the stadium, and I learned very quickly two things. Number one, suddenly it was 95 degrees as soon as I hit the sun.
Mm-hmm.
And they were fine. So there's another video of me after kind of laughing about how there was no traffic leaving there. Everybody said it would be, and I took it back off. But yes, I did exit with it covering my head, not looking like a Giants fan at all. I was scared, but it was so I didn't get covered in beer.
I mean, I think you took the easy way out. If you go to a road game, a part of going to a road game is you got to take the arrows, man. Yeah. You weren't even sitting in the seats with Commander fans.
Yes, I was.
You went into
there
a
There were Commander
suite.
Fans in the box.
Yeah, but he's in a box, bro.
To be fair, and I'm very appreciative of the box I was in. Shout out Mark. Shout out his dad. All of them. The deal is though, when you're sitting in a suite there, you're sitting in regular seats.
You're protected.
Oh yeah, no, you're right.
Yeah,
but you're protected, and the fact
from
that
from the masses, you're protected from the masses, but it is still a regular seat.
I get it. You're protected from the masses, and then in leaving, it's called the walk of shame.
I get it.
I've taken the walk of shame. Tommy took the walk of shame out of Boston.
Sure did.
I didn't see him changing his shirt.
I did not.
He didn't even consider it.
Listen, pal, next time, go to the Jet game and don't sell the Steelers tickets before you come at me about taking a walk of shame.
Don't turn this. This has nothing to do with me.
I made the trip. I wasn't scared to wear Giants gear in. I wore Giants gear the whole train ride home with other Commander fans.
Come on.
So what? A 3-minute walkout. I put a sweatshirt. Not, by the way, not so I didn't get necessarily heckled. I just didn't want to be covered in alcohol for 3 hours on a train home. I did the smart thing, and that's called veteranship. And you know why, Evan? Oh, because I've done the walk of shame multiple times because I keep making these road trips to have my teeth kicked in by other fan bases, and I still want to do the trips. But I'm a veteran now. Well, I know when to turn the page.
Well, didn't the Commander fan make it less trepidatious for you?
Yeah, absolutely did. Yeah, and I don't think I'd do that
so
in the next trip.
So now you go on the next trip and you won't have to do that.
And I'd go back too, by the way. That's a road trip I would do again because they were so nice.
I'm disappointed in you. That is the softest kind of garbage I've ever heard. I don't think you actually went to a road game. I don't think this even counts.
I wore the gear in.
Bro,
you need to go to Philly. You need to go to Philly.
Yeah. And
do I?
Yeah.
Sean,
How about Jackson Dart proves he can play well? Then I'll consider going to Philly.
Okay. Here's what disgusts me. No, literally disgusted. Again, I cite Tommy. I was standing next to him.
This was a playoff game, too, mind you.
Up in Boston!
In Boston!
In Boston!
Where the fans absolutely thought they were back in the series and were going to win the series, and I was called every name in the book. By the way, even, I would take this step further, winning in Philly, I understand that they packed it in, but that's dangerous, too. I didn't change my gear. I partied in the streets and then went to the bar afterwards they have nearby.
You hit on that because my example of this that you can't beat, you could try, you won't beat it, is I went to Mets Phillies postseason in Mets stuff. My son, my dad, my wife. I was asking to be assassinated. Like, I was
assassinated. You're not a president.
I know, right? I was asking for it.
We just got shot. But.
And
maybe mugged.
Yeah.
They lost on a walk-off. And I remember as we got up and got out, I said to my dad, I said to my kid, I said to my wife, be self-deprecating and we'll be okay. That's the trick. Just be self-deprecating. Yeah, we suck, you know, woe is me. And I left the upper deck in Philadelphia. Do you realize how filthy those people are? Two people try to make love with each other two seats behind me.
Yeah.
I'm cleaning it up. That literally was happening behind me. And I didn't change out of my Rico Bronya jersey. My dad didn't change out of his Tug McGraw jersey. Jet didn't change out of his Edwin Diaz jersey. We did it. Tommy, whether it's in Philadelphia after a victory or Boston after a loss, didn't change out of his Landry Fields jersey. He walked out like an adult.
Two tough towns.
All right. Mm-hmm. And for you on an opening day against a softy town like D.C. to be afraid that you got to change in the little boys' room? I'm disgusted.
Also, Evan, another great example here. How many times have you walked out of Yankee Stadium wearing Met gear? Okay. Me too. And we didn't change, you know, take our Met hat off so that we wouldn't get heckled.
Walk out of Madison Square Garden with an Islander jersey after you guys won overtime on a Marion Gabrick game winner. The Nets are different because no one cares.
Okay, fine. I was trying to throw you a bone.
But in the KD era, you guys did. And it was pretty bad.
Are we allowed to do name calling now in hour three? Do you two losers, as you're waxing poetic about Philly, can I ask you a question? Am I a Knicks fan? Ever? Huh? Evan? Answer the question.
You're not a Knicks fan.
Am I a 76ers fan?
No.
No.
And who on this show caught the most crap walking out of that game?
Well, you wore a Rondé Barber jersey.
So stop saying I'm soft. I didn't have a...
That was kind of your fault.
Yes, but the point is...
You picked the most hated person in the town.
Exactly. So I did that walk of shame. I didn't win or lose the game. All I did was protect myself against smelling like beer for 3 hours so I could just have a nice, relaxing ride home after another loss on opening day.
One last question, because we'll leave it here.
Okay.
Do you regret making the trip?
Not at all.
Okay.
Not at all.
I respect that.
It's an experience I'll have forever.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.